just milk. It's dairy gold milk. Farm fresh. And it's delicious.
This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. Lungu's family vows to fight barrier injunction accuses government of PR stunt. ZCT raises alarm over worker exploitation in retail chain stores. This is our only country. Let's not destroy it, Ruto says.
FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalan. The family of late former President Edgar Chagolungu has vowed not to back down following a South African High Court decision to suspend his barrier, insisting they will fight to the end to defend his legacy and wishes. The court halted the barrier pending a final ruling in a case filed by the Zambian government, which is seeking an interim order to prevent the barrier of the late president in South Africa. Speaking to the media after the court session, family's lawyer Makebi Zulu stated that the court's decision was not a victory for the government, but rather an opportunity for the family to present Mr. Lungu's side of the story. Mr. Zulu accused the government of using the legal proceedings and funeral as part of the public relations campaign, alleging that a systematic propaganda effort had been launched against the former head of state. He has also dismissed claims that Mr. Lungu used the Zimbabwean passport to seek hospital admission in South Africa, describing the allegations as cheap propaganda. Mr. Zulu argued that the government's interest in controlling the barrier was not driven by national respect, but rather by image management and political optics.
He suggested not to use as a PR stunt by the government of the United States. That story, evidence of the government, that will exonerate President Edgar Chagolungu and his party. President Edgar Chagolungu has refused to go down to the ground without his full, and the government has given us an opportunity by taking the matter in the Victoria to tell the story. This is an opportunity that we shall take the forefront and we shall use it to the last time to tell the story of Edgar.
Meanwhile, Lusaka Archbishop Ali Kibanda has described the late former President Edgar Lungu as a humble and approachable leader who served the nation with compassion, resilience, and faith. Speaking during the funeral mass held in Johannesburg, South Africa, Archbishop Banda said Mr. Lungu embodied the qualities of a people's president, known for his generosity and relatability across all social classes. He highlighted the former president's deep Christian faith, noting his commitment to the biblical principle of loving one's neighbor not just at home but across the region. Archbishop Banda acknowledged that, like any leader, Mr. Lungu had both strengths and weaknesses, but commended his vision, humility, and ability to lead during difficult times, including national droughts, the COVID-19 pandemic, and a struggling economy. He further praised Mr. Lungu for enacting a constitutional amendment that was the product of broad-based consensus and for stepping down peacefully after the 2021 elections as an act he said demonstrated prudence and humility. Archbishop Banda also expressed gratitude to the South African government for its hospitality and support to the Lungu family during a difficult time.
The late President Edgar Chagolungu was a humble man. He can eat mangoes on the streets. He was easy to relate with anybody, be it Kabova, whoever. Also generous, He would empty his own pockets like GBM in order to support those that are vulnerable. He was sociable. He was approachable and was available. He was the people's friend. And in furtherance of the biblical injunction of love your neighbor as you love yourself, late President Edgar Chagwa Lu rated very well with neighbors, not only at home, but also in the region.
The Zambia Congress of Trade Union ZCTU has raised concern over the continued exploitation of Zambian workers by retail chain stores operating across the country. ZCTU President Blake Malala says the union has observed widespread non-compliance with labor laws among supermarkets and retail outlets, resulting in poor working conditions for the employees. He revealed that the findings were made during routine inspections carried out by the union to assess employer compliance with the retail sector within the retail sector. Mr. Malala has since appealed to the Minister of Labour to intensify enforcement efforts and ensure that retail stores adhere to labour regulations and improve conditions of service for their workers. He has stressed that all workers deserve dignity, fair treatment and decent wages regardless of the industry in which they are employed.
If there will be no improvement, we would have no option but just to shame those supermarkets where workers are being subjected to poor working conditions. They are not given transport allowance, they are not given lunch allowances, and yet these are basic needs which are supposed to be within the equation of labor law, that when people employ workers, the law provides for housing allowance, transport allowance, lunch allowance. Lunch allowance can be omitted where the employer, they've made deliberate policy to provide the eating facility in terms of a canteen where staffs are going to break in for lunch, for the lunch hour. So we are wondering whether if employers are not providing transport allowance to the workers, are these workers enjoying the provisions of the labor laws?
Pharmaceutical expert Jerome Kanyika has called on the government to heed stakeholder concerns and withdraw the advertisement for the position of the Director General at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, citing legal and governance breaches. The government has come under fire for advertising the post despite ZAMSA currently operating without a constituted board. Mr. Kanyika warned that proceeding with the recruitment process under such circumstances would amount to abrogating the law and undermining the principles of corporate governance. He has emphasized that under existing legal provisions, a permanent secretary does not have the authority to appoint a director general, making the advertisement procedurally flawed. Mr. Kanyika has since urged authorities to suspend the recruitment process until a legally mandated board is in place to oversee the appointment in line with proper governance structures.
Advertise the ministry cannot advertise the board, the position of director general for ZAMSA without the board. As the Medicine and Medical Supply Agent Act should be number 18 or number 19 of 2019. It is number 13 of 2019. It's very instructive and it clearly states that it is only the board that will employ the DGs, and it says the board shall employ the DGs. It's more like commanding. They have not put the other alternatives of having the director general, no. If there was an issue of the minister employing, would have said, or the PS employee, and the law itself.
And now, business news. Business news.
The civil society organization CSO Data Alliance has expressed concern that while Zambia is making commendable progress in reducing both domestic and external debt, the current debt reduction strategy could undermine efforts to achieve stable and inclusive economic development. Alliance Interim Coordinator Robert Mwale has noted that Zambia's total public debt currently stands at approximately $26 billion, with $13 billion targeted for restructuring under the G20 Common Framework. Of this amount, $12 billion